Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on ConfidenceAndJoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Tuesday morning, October the 25th, 2011. You know, most people are familiar with the story of Moses leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. Now, of course, if all you know is the movie versions, well, you're missing some important details, and maybe some of what you see in the movies is not really accurate at all, but that's a whole other story. But if you remember the record from the Bible, Moses is 80 years old when God asks him to go back to Egypt and deliver his people. He got Moses' attention by a bush that was on fire but not consumed. Remember the burning bush? God introduced himself to Moses. He said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." Now, not to get too technical here, but the word used here for God is Elohim, meaning the supreme creator. You know, there are a number of phrases used to describe God in the Bible, like El Shaddai and Jehovah. In fact, there are several compound names with the word Jehovah, like Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord will provide. In fact, there are four different words used in the first two verses of Psalm 21. You know, all of those phrases used to describe God makes a fabulous study. So God said to Moses, "I am the Creator, the God your father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob knew and worshipped." Well, if you know the story, Moses didn't want to do this job. One of the things he asked God was, "Well, look, if I go down there and say, 'The God of your father sent me,' they're going to say, 'What's his name?' Then what am I supposed to say?" Now, the reason Moses asked this, he's very familiar with Egypt. He was raised and lived there for 40 years as the prince of Egypt. And they had a number of gods, and they all had names. Moses has only been gone for 40 years, but he obviously knows that God's people will not respond to the God of your fathers, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. You know something? This is a sad testimony. Whatever knowledge of God that was passed down had pretty much been lost. They were not following the one true God every day like good little Hebrews. Now keep in mind, the law had not been given yet, so there was no written law from God. Any knowledge of the one true God had to have been handed down generation to generation orally. So if Moses had to ask God, "What name shall I tell them?" then he knew that they would not respond to Moses saying that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob sent me. So he asked God, "What's your name?" You see, that is what they were used to, living in that pagan land with all its pagan gods who all had fancy names and, of course, nice pagan idols, too. The point is, these people were not religious or spiritual people devoted to the one true God, waiting and anticipating God's deliverance. For almost all of them, the knowledge of the one true God was lost, and all they knew was their pagan surroundings. Boy, what a great bunch of folks Moses had to deal with, huh? You know, that's why they flipped out at every turn. You know, from the very beginning, when Moses first got there, and then Pharaoh said, "All right, now you're going to make bricks without straw." They didn't turn to Moses and go, "Okay, now what do we do so we can get out of here?" No, they said, "Thanks a lot for coming down. Why didn't you leave us alone? Now we got to work harder. Thanks a lot." Then after they saw the 10 plagues, came out of Egypt, got to the river, and then what? "Oh, great, now we're going to die here. Why didn't we just die in Egypt? You brought us out here to die?" Even after crossing the Red Sea on dry ground and seeing the Egyptian army wiped out, they still complained at every turn. "Oh, we have no water. We're going to die. You brought us out here to die." And they wanted to go back. Yeah, and they even talked about how great it was back there. "Oh, man, we had garlic, and we had such a great life being slaves." Oh, my goodness. So these were not spiritual, religious, God-fearing people. The traditions passed down to them, for almost everyone, lost. You could say that they did not know the one true God, and that's sad. Remember when Moses went up to the mountain and was gone for 40 days, and they freaked out and flipped out? "He's gone. Who knows what happened to him? He's probably dead. Now what are we going to do?" "Well, let's build an idol. Yeah, and let's go back to Egypt." So, at the burning bush, Moses says, "What name shall I tell them?" And God said to Moses, I am that I am. Tell them, I am sent me to you. I am that I am, or you could translate it, I will be what I will be. In other words, my name is whatever you need. I am. If you need protection, I'm protection. If you need healing, I'm healing. If you need food, I am your supply. You just tell them, my name is I am. So that's why Moses asked for a name. They had been so infiltrated with all the pagan gods who had names and images. And look at the name God came up with. Wow. I am. You know, in the Bible it says, I am the Lord, I change not. God hasn't changed. He is still the great I am. And today, we as born-again ones get to address him on a much, much more personal level. As his children, we call him Father. He is our heavenly Father, and we are his children. Now, doesn't a good father always try to provide to the best of his ability for his children? Sure, as a dad, we try to do everything we can within our resources and abilities, right? And why do we as dads do that? Because I'm your dad, I'm your father. And as a good dad, I will do and provide all that I can within the resources and abilities that I have. And of course, we dads do not have unlimited resources and abilities, do we? But God, our Heavenly Father, is unlimited in His resources to supply all that we need. He is still the great I am. He is our Father, willing and able to help. He is a God of solutions and miracles, and He dearly loves us. Let's not allow the conditions of the world or the conditions in our lives to cloud the truth of who our God is. We really can trust Him for His help. Let's continue to look to Him. He is still a very present help in time of need. Let's believe what the Bible teaches, that He loves us unconditionally and that nothing can separate us from His love. Let's be confident in Him, that He has personal solutions for us regardless of our circumstances or conditions. We can absolutely trust our Heavenly Father. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you want to type in a comment, then by all means, go ahead and type one in down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.